They say living through an Oregon winter is the closest most people there ever come to drowning. As autumn dies, a ceiling of gravestone cloud settles over the land, pressing heavier week after dreary week. Sooner or later, everyone under that sky feels the pressure, the creeping sense of being trapped. For Jeremy Ryden, it arrived over breakfast on the first day of winter break, which also happened to be his first day of being 12. It was Uncle Becker's birthday card that sparked it. The shiny picture of a lifeguard girl on a tropical beach sliding out of the envelope like a bad joke told too loud. Jeremy's mom looked up from her phone long enough to frown, but his dad whistled and laughed, clapping him on the back. So Jeremy, panicking, pretended to like the picture, forcing a smile and counting down the seconds while pressure built over his heart. As soon as he dared, he extracted his $20 bill and flipped the card over, relieved to find a sweep of empty sand and waves and electric blue sky decorating the back. He stared, for real this time, then caught himself and yanked his gaze away, landing instead on the steady drizzle filling their small kitchen window. And just like that, the weight of the Oregon winter hit home, filling his lungs. He felt his dad's eyes on him and turned back to the picture with its beach and sky and impossible freedom, a question jumping to his lips. Why haven't we ever been to the ocean? His dad choked on his bacon, and his mom set down her coffee with an offended clack. In a moment of rare agreement, they both insisted he certainly had been to the ocean, naming a summer when the three of them had trooped the 90 miles west from Corvallis to the coast. From what they reported, Jeremy hadn't even reached kindergarten at the time, and he could say truthfully that he didn't remember. His mom retrieved the family photo albums for evidence, but when no one was able to find any pictures, suddenly the exact year was up for debate. Apparently, knowing the exact year of things was important in a marriage, and it wasn't long before Jeremy was slipping back to his room, leaving his parents bickering over the remains of his birthday breakfast. The gray December rain pattered sullenly against his window, doing nothing to cover the sound of his parents' increasingly loud disagreement as Jeremy flopped onto his bed. He had woken that morning tight with nerves, thinking this of all days might be the day to let his parents in on what he had recently realized about himself. That when it came to love and romance, his feelings were aimed at other guys. He had hoped to get the telling over and done with his mom on hand in case the news disappointed his dad. But that wasn't going to happen now. Winter surrounded the house, and the house surrounded his room, and Jeremy curled up alone in the middle of it, turning to his hidden stash of fashion magazines for company. Gratefully, he sank into the unchanging glamour of their glossy pages, holding all his secrets in, wondering when he would ever find the words and the courage to let them out.